Welcome to the HSD podcast series. I'm your host today, Laura Franco, Vice President, Director of Post-Acute Regulatory Strategy. Today, I'm joined by Beth Laurie, Compliance Director and Corporate Compliance Officer for Lifecare Services. Beth is charged with overseeing the healthcare compliance program for our skilled nursing facilities. Welcome, Beth.
Thanks, Laura. I am happy to be here to share some introductory information from CMS on the requirements for our compliance programs.
Wonderful. Now, Beth, I understand this is going to be a series of programs or podcasts that we're going to be doing, but let's start out with the basic question as we begin. What is a compliance and ethics program?
Well, let me give you a little bit of history, but starting out with the why, which is effective November 28, 2019, every nursing facility must have in place a compliance and ethics program. And in essence, what that is, it's a formal program that outlines a company's policies, procedures, and actions in order to help prevent, detect, and respond to potential violations of laws, regulations, and company policies. And so here's a little bit of the history. In 1998, the Office of the Inspector General, or in our speak, OIG, with the United States Department of Health and Human Services, began offering guidance and suggestions for healthcare providers in developing an OIG corporate compliance program. Then in 2000, the OIG developed its first set of guidance for skilled nursing facilities and then updated those guidances in 2008. As a result of the Affordable Care Act, all skilled nursing facilities who participate in Medicare or Medicaid had to have a corporate compliance program. And then in October 2016, CMS issued the final rules mandating that nursing facilities have in place a compliance and ethics program. And all employees are expected to follow the compliance and ethics program. When you develop a compliance and ethics program, you focus on at least hitting eight elements of the compliance ethics program, and I'll go through and list those eight elements. The first element is the program must have standards, policies, and procedures. And number two is it must have a high-level compliance officer. Number three is the program must have sufficient resources. Number four, it must act. The program must require that there be due diligence in making sure the program is working well. Number five, there must be effective communication about the program. Number six is there has to be reasonable steps taken to achieve compliance. Number seven is there must be consistent enforcement with the program. And number eight is there must be responsiveness to potential violations. Those are the eight elements, and in the series of podcasts that we will have, I will go through each one of those elements in more detail.
So Beth, after hearing that list of eight elements, I'm really assuming that our listeners should be very, very familiar with these because their nursing facilities should have these in place now, and especially at LCS with our ongoing OIG compliance manual. So this should be really good news as we move through these eight elements as really a good reminder for everyone, and the learning curve should be, I would say, pretty nominal.
That's correct, Laura. The learning curve will be pretty nominal. As I said earlier, this webinar really is just an introduction to the compliance and ethics program, and we will have more information on the eight elements. But like we've been saying, the good news is this is going to sound very, very familiar, so it's almost like it's a dress rehearsal as opposed to a whole seismic change in the life of a skilled nursing facility.
So I like that. I like that that comment, a dress rehearsal there. So isn't there a bit of a bonus for the LCS attendees in terms of if they actually attend and listen in on the 10-part series?
Yeah, so it's both being, you have to attend and being attentive. So yes, if you attend all 10 of these podcasts, which really should only be about 5 minutes, then at the last one, which will be in December of 2018, the attendee will receive an LCS compliance certificate of completion.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. That's a great way to get folks to listen. And again, they're going to be short and they're going to be very topic specific. So It was short and sweet today. And Beth, I want to thank you for joining us with this brief introduction. And I know I echo our listeners when I say I look forward to a deeper dive into each one of the specific elements. So thank you for joining us today, Beth.
You are quite welcome, and I'm very excited to have this opportunity to present this information.
Wonderful, and I'd like to thank all our listeners today, too. So that's all the time we have for today. Thanks, everyone. Join us next time as we take a deeper dive into the eight elements.
Legal disclaimer. LifeCare Services, LLC, is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.